Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. I love the Lord, our God and King, and He loves us. And that's the theme of the whole word, the love of God towards man. And there were those men that loved God, and I love the Lord. I'm one of the people who love God. And I say that not just because it sounds good, not because it's socially correct. I love God. I just love God. I thank God that He exists. I thank God that He loved me first. And I thoroughly love Him. The more I learn about Him, the more I love about Him. And we have to sometimes change our opinions. You know, that's what growing is all about. When you grow from glory to glory, your opinions change. The way you see things change. If you ever get a good glimpse of how God truly is, and you receive it, it will change everything about you. A lot of things that we say and do, we say it out of ignorance. And so does other. When people hurt you, when they do you wrong, when they aggravate you, when they do things that bother you, that's indicative that somewhere they have not met God. And they're living aside or around His ways. And life, and you know, some people will say, well, why wouldn't God want us to retaliate or be mean to people that's been mean to us? And there's a simple answer for that. People don't know everything. If you were born in sin and then you turn around and shape a person in iniquity, then don't expect too much good to come from them. Born in sin is a problem all by itself. And then when you're shaped in iniquity, now it's a multiplied exponential problem. You're born in sin. You can't get out of it. You can't rescue yourself. You're groomed to trust the wrong things. And then you're shaped in iniquity. The way a person will turn out when they're shaped in iniquity, after they're born in sin, they will do things you wouldn't believe. And it takes the love of God and the patience of God with people to help people become corrected. Now, understand, in that statement, corrected, people can't correct people. The only way a person can truly be corrected in God's eyes, they will have to come to a point that they love God and they're living from a different point of view. We don't gain salvation, we receive salvation. Salvation is available. If you gained it, you attained it. You merited it, you earned it. You can't gain it. You can't earn it. But you can receive it. When you receive salvation, you change your state of being. Though you were born in sin, now you've changed everything. You've changed your condition. You get a brand new heart. Because you were born in sin, and then when you get born again, you're a new man. You're not old anymore. The old things are gone, passed away. Now you're a new man with new life, new beginnings. If a person, when people come to the Lord, they receive the love of God, which helped them to repent. Now, they're sorry for their sins, and they're doing their best efforts to turn from the sin. But let's say when they were born in sin and also shaped in iniquity. Some people are shaped in iniquity more than others. And if they got saved, it was a true miracle if they ever got saved and got out of their misery. Because when you're shaped in iniquity, the enemy can really create strongholds around you and keep you down. Being shaped in iniquity is terrible. Getting out of a state like that takes anointed people. And when you see the hope of God's word, when you see his light, if you want it, the Lord will help you come out of that bondage of being shaped in iniquity. We don't get out of it on our own. It always takes a miracle of God to get us out of the problem we've gotten ourselves into. And also other people have caused problems in their life to make our misery worse. And our chances of survival are much slimmer. Because when you're born in sin and shaped in iniquity, it's hard to come out of that hole on your own. Almost impossible. But when you cry out to the Lord, you change everything. So when people that were shaped in iniquity, though they were born in sin, then they're shaped in iniquity, when they cry out to the Lord, a process happens. God starts working on their behalf, and they get saved. But being shaped in iniquity, you've learned all the wrong things. And you're trying to get out of your habit system is terrible. Your mindset has to be renewed. And when people cry out, they change everything. God loves us so much that he helps us out. Sometimes he do a miracle of his own. There are many Muslims in other countries. Jesus has appeared to them and they are thriving. And I know it. Lord, I knew this would happen. I knew this day would come, and I saw it a long time ago, and now it's happening. But many times, especially in this country, the Lord has sent anointed people to help them grow according to his purpose. He doesn't always do that. Sometimes he worked with people personally to get certain things that he wants. Sometimes people are so traditional in their ways and opinions that, remember the law that we bear fruit after our kind. And sometimes the Lord wants fruit that's not shaped by people that are traditional. He wants people to do greater things. So sometimes he has to teach people one-on-one. That's why I always say the Lord, he thinks of everything. If you ask him questions, you'll see when he answers you, you'll see that he thinks so varied. He thinks of all things, all possibilities. So when there's something that he needs, a cold religion will kill it. We talked about cold religion in the last broadcast, how it works, how it destroys. And to go beyond that, he has to get new people that's detached from the cold religion and train them. And they'll do things in a better way and faster and better. Remember, worldly interference is out there, and it has infiltrated the church. And many people who preach God's word are infiltrated with doctrines of devils, and they can't get out of it. It'll take people walking in the light and doing much greater things to get them out of it. And I hope I see that before Christ returns, but I may not. I don't know. But I do know this. The Lord is moving by his spirit, and he's training people himself. He's training people like you and me that will go far beyond the norm. And the Lord can do it in a way where it won't look like it, but it'll be done. In one word, the Lord said, the cold church will wonder where the hot church came from. They won't know that. It's like they just appeared out of the earth one day. But the workings of what he's been forming the Lord's been busy doing this a long time. Remember something. When people are shaped by iniquity, they are trapped. The shaping of iniquity is a trap. You can't see what's wrong with what's wrong. You're set up to lean to your own understanding. You're set up to lean to what you know, and what you know is wrong. Now, the thing that's true is God's Word. And the only part of God's Word that you have faith in is what you've received. Interference of the world has hindered you from doing your very best. But where you've received His Word, it suggests that you can go further. There's always better and greater. The living Word always, always goes forward and receives more light. When you start receiving God's Word and you start multiplying like God said do in the first place, He said be fruitful and multiply. If you multiply, if you dare to multiply and do the things of God, and you can reduce the interference and how it affects you. Every time you reduce the interference and avoid things that hold you back and people that hold you back, remember the Word said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets us. The weights are not necessarily sins, but it's interference. Mindsets of people, mindsets of your loved one. These are obstacles you have to jump over. And the only way you can do it is receive God's Word. And when people disagree with God's Word, flag them. Understand that they're not going to make the jump like you did. And keep growing. Now, you can regard what your elders say and what people say, but compare it to the truth of God's Word and go with the truth of God's Word every time. And you can make the positive jump. Some of the hardest obstacles is jumping over the mindsets of your own home and your own hometown, your people. That's why, you know, God told Abraham to leave his father's house, his kinfolks, and his country, go to a land he'd shown. Everything that was dead, sick, and dying, leave it alone and go where I'm showing you. And Lot went with him. And Lot was a hindrance. When Lot departed, then God finished showing him the vision. Everybody don't see the visions of God because they're shaped by iniquity. They were born in sin and shaped by iniquity. Now, because I said that, let me say this. The people that are shaped by iniquity, that doesn't mean they're evil. If they've gotten saved, they're new creatures. But they still think limited. Why? Because they were shaped by iniquity and they did like the Israelites. They received salvation. They received the promised land, but they didn't finish driving out the Canaanites. And we have to drive out all the Canaanites got to go. All the fiery darts of the devil got to be quenched. Every thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of Jesus Christ must be cast down. And if you don't, some people don't cast them down. That's why they have lingering problems. That's why they lay hands on each other and can't get healed sometimes. That's why people don't want to get healed sometimes. That's why there are limitations. That's why there are petty strifes that rob them of their full benefit. And sometimes salvation itself. Because a root of bitterness will trouble everything. It can take your salvation away. Because it can get you in unforgiveness and cause you to miss the whole point and salvation itself and go to hell. So I dare to tell you the truth because that doesn't need to happen. All the things of darkness is unnecessary. And the reason the enemy is after you to slap you around because he can't slap God around. He's trying to hurt God by hurting me and you and everybody. But, you know, we need to make it personal. He's trying to get to God through you. He's trying to hurt you to bother God. And this warfare is not really your fight, but you were born into it. But Jesus gave you all full authority over Satan and all the power of the enemy. But it won't work unless you submit your life to God and follow Him and follow through. If you won't do that, you're not going to get very far. And I want you to get very far. I want you to thrive in this life and go forward. I want you to understand and grow up and grow out and do all that's in his heart. It's not necessary for you to fail. I ain't failing. I don't have to. And I don't know what to do all the time. There are things that I still want to believe in God for to get straightened out or to understand so that I can go forward. But I keep making the jump. Every time the Lord reveals something to me, I make the jump. I have to change my opinion because I was born in sin and I was shaped in iniquity. And then I was born again and I began to learn to kill the devices of the devil set against my life. And I won't stop. I continue to go forward and not backwards. I continue to rise up and learn and grow. And because I keep the process of life flowing, it's working. And I'm growing from glory to glory. Everyone can do the things of God. I want to do all that's in his heart for me to do. And everybody can do what God has called them to do. But being born in sin and shaped in iniquity is a stumbling block. But it's overcomable because Jesus said that he overcame the world. And Paul said, as he is, so am I in this world, positionally. Now we have to grow. But Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So we can receive the promotion of that God's word will give us, and the guidance that the Holy Spirit will give us is promotion. We can receive that, the might of the Holy Spirit, the knowledge of the Holy Spirit, the wisdom and the counsel of the Spirit of the Lord. And whatever the Lord say, we can receive it. And even the fear of the Lord can come upon us. The fear of the Lord makes you mighty in trust. The fear of the Lord makes you mighty in trust. Fear is a trust. It's a faith. It's a belief. If you fear, the fear of the Lord causes you to focus on him where all knowledge begins. And you will work against and drive away the Canaanite problems. The reason people have, even though good people, I just said good people, kind people, Christian people, they're in a growing state. Some people grow slow and some people grow fast. They're in a growing state, which is remarkable. I love it. But people are not always on the same page with God, and their rate of motion is so slow, they'll never fulfill God's plan. And their advice will be just like they are. And they will die before they get to a point that they'll see what God is showing you. Sometimes the Lord has to raise people up and bypass the channels of cold religion. He has to go around and aside from mainstream theology. Because they can't detect where they went off the road. But anybody who's continually studied the Word of God, they will be corrected. But see, denominational churches and mainstream churches and organizations, they have bylaws that keep people corralled. That's why they're dying. And they're never learning to solve the problems. Some problems they never get solved. Every child of God ought to be doing the works of Jesus. But the reason they're not is because they're not looking to Jesus. They ought to be healing the sick, raising the dead, walking on water, preaching to the lost. Even when Jesus found unbelief, he taught people in his own hometown. Then he came back and healed them. We ought to be doing the works that Jesus did, and more so. But because people don't believe him, they don't. And they let the shape of iniquity linger. Just like Israel let the Canaanites stay in the land, and they became smoke in their eyes and like thorns in their sides. Now listen, if you think I went on out on a limb saying that mainstream religion is shaped in iniquity, and it really is. They are so limited, it's pathetic. I'm going to go on and tell you the truth of things. Every organization has an element that is shaped by iniquity. And Paul put it this way, that we know in part. And people do know in part. And they act like they know in part. People do act like they know in part. Because if we knew fully, then we'd act like we knew fully, but we know in part, which is good. I'm not knocking part. Part is better than nothing. And it's a whole lot better than being an enemy to God. Now, the people who are shaped in iniquity, at least they're not the enemy of God. But don't trust their advice to be perfect. Only when they speak under the anointing. Now, a little side road. Years ago, I had a pastor that I greatly respected and loved. But I started noticing that the Lord was teaching me things in the spirit. And sometimes when I mention it, he'd speak opposite. But under the anointing, he'd speak the same things that the Lord was showing me in the spirit. So I had a dream about him. And in my dream about him, he said remarkable things under the anointing. And then he said carnal things or natural things when we were just sitting around talking. And then the Lord pointed something out. He said, only listen to him when I'm using him. I learned these kind of things over time, different ways. I'm not trying to start a new movement other than the move that's already in play that God is already doing. He's just trying to include more people. I'm trying to get people to go back to following God like Paul talked about in the first place. And Peter talked about in the first place. And John talked about in the first place. The same love of God will help you build your character and destroy all the evil works of darkness. It will help you cast down every wicked, evil imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. But men crept in secretly. Slew-footed men crept in secretly, loving pride, loving the way of the world, loving things, lustful men, greedy men. And they made doctrines that neutralized the word of God. And then the dark ages formed. And they were selling the gospel, which really they were using the gospel for a platform to get coins out of the people. And keep the people submissive to the king and his will. And people were just feeding their pride. And the dark ages happened. The Lord departed. God won't rest on evil. After the minor prophets were written, people like Micah and Malachi, Joel, Zechariah, Zephaniah, Daniel. After those days, there went a 400-year gap where there was nobody recorded who prophesied. Now, I know God had people that did speak from time to time. He always had a remnant. Even in the dark ages, there were people who really loved God somewhere. And God kept them out of harm's way. Because the world would have consumed them too by death. They would have put them to death. And sometimes they did. Even in Japan. Japan killed, they had the Shogun warriors kill the Christians. And every family, every Buddhist family that was 300 degrees from the Christians' family's home, they killed them too. And most of the Christians were killed, watch this, in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. After they dropped the bomb on Hiroshima, they were going to hit another city. But the weather interfered, and they got Nagasaki. And that's where most Christians were killed. In the Dark Ages, the world had a strong, Satan had a stronghold in the world, and he was trying to wipe out every Christian and then every Jew he could. So everything I'm saying is validated. Throughout, even in the Protestant movement, they were going somewhere. They were going forward. They were getting back to faith. But they also had places in their life that was not renewed and still shaped by iniquity that they did not deal with. And the doctrine that the apostles, you know, the miracles died out with the apostles, the move of the Holy Spirit. These are big things that would have taken us forward, healing it. If the country, if the people, the founding fathers had kept the original doctrine, you would have seen more healings. Now, some people, they love God and the Lord caused them. They cried out for their children and their children got healed. Miracles did happen. But because the influence of cold religion was so prevalent, people didn't talk about it. They kept it hush hush. It's if they're trying to keep a secret for some important reason. Doctrines of devils don't sit still. They are invasive, and people don't like controversy. God is controversy. Get used to it. You are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Very controversial. In a negative world, you're positive and not negative. Get over it. You're the light and not the darkness. You're the head and not the tail. If you serve, you're the head. If you try to be served, you're the tail. If you're the head, you're serving God. And if you're serving God, you're serving man. If you're trying to be served, you're the tail. And if you're stealing, you're the last hair on the tail. Now, listen, as we go forward in him, if we go forward in him doing his work, we're going to receive revelation that mainstream can't get. Not because God don't want them to have it. They'll refuse it. Some people are still negative because they were groomed that way. Being shaped by iniquity is bad. It's a stalemate. Satan don't even have to fight you as much. You live in it. Because you're so weak, he'll slap you around. But he don't have to go and seduce you anymore because if you don't drive out the Canaanites, you're already infiltrated with unbelief. And it will hinder you from getting any further than you already got. Your growing will be gradual. At least you're growing. Now, these are not wicked people. Understand. They lack knowledge to prevail forward. But as you draw near to the love of God, like the Lord's been talking about, you'll notice more and you'll do better and better. I can imagine how people would say, listen to the website and say, he's saying the same things over and over. That's not me. That's the Lord. Because I yield to him. This is guidance of the Holy Spirit. If you ever want to know what it looks like, this is it. Now, he's giving you the platform, but he's going to give you details that he don't give me. I may confirm a few things, but he's going to deal with you personally. This is just the pattern. These broadcasts, the heart of God. I'm alerting you to things so that you can drive out everything that's not of God and yield to him and receive all he has to say so you can go forward, so you can carry the anointing to break the yoke in time to rescue people before the return of the Lord. I know in part. But I know something that the mainstream religious world don't, even Christians. I know that if you follow God, you will be made righteous. You will grow from glory to glory, and the devil won't be able to do nothing with you. These broadcasts teach you how to overcome him fully. And don't go out there and do God's work untrained. Allow the Holy Spirit to train you until he finished training you, until he tell you what to do. And do only that. Don't go beyond the protocol he give you. Do exactly and precisely what he give you in a timely manner. When he say begin, start doing it. Start praying it. Secure what you're doing with prayer. Pray for your loved ones. Take authority over the enemy's work so he can't stop you. And bless your work and do all that he guides you to do, especially the things that require serving other people. And you'll do a work that can't be denied. We're all born in sin and shaped in iniquity somewhat, some more than others. But sometimes our parents were resilient. And if you come from people who hated darkness and they had no chance of surviving, but they hated the darkness and they ended up in light, that propelled you. They left you treasures. Don't let your treasures be stolen by the dead works of men and cold religion. And organizations that are shaped in iniquity. Keep following God. Keep going forward. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.